simulation of these things at different times.
Okay, Ram is in Parakeh, Yosef Scott, and Tassel, Allah has done it.
Okay?
Now, Allah is like this.
One second. Where is he?
The Gershon is Gaya, and Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. They have a case where Gaya, good Gaya is between the first year Pesach Rishon, right? That's the regular time of the regular Malay. And Pesach Sheni is Yudalet in Iyar, following month. So now the question is, the Gaya converts between the first month and the second month. So what is Allah? Is he chayiv in Karban Pesach or is he not chayiv in Karban Pesach? So that's all question in the Gemara in Pesach, Gemara in Pesach. So what are the possibilities? I think there's two of them. But so basically two sides would be simply the question is whether Pesach Rishon is machayiv in Pesach Sheni. Right, Pesach Rishon is Machayev in Pesach Sheni, that's the question. If I say Pesach Rishon is Machayev in Pesach Sheni, of course the Ger wasn't Mizgaya in Pesach Rishon. So then he has no Machayev. He doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Right? However, if I say it's not a halacha that Pesach Rishon is Machayev in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then actually Pesach Sheni is a set of Machayev with Nea Asma. The only thing is, if you have a kiyum of Pesach Rishon, so then you put it. So of course you're asking, what do you mean you have a kiyum of Pesach Rishon? What could be left of the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon that prevents, in other words, you're going to say it like this, that if I brought a Pesach Rishon, so then what happens? So now I'm not chayav in Pesach Sheni. If it's a separate mitzvah, why am I not chayav in Pesach Sheni? So the answer is because the bringing of the Pesach Rishon is ma'ake, prevents the chiyav of Pesach Sheni from being chal, from taking place. Okay? Right? So you see immediately, once you say that, what do you see from that? You see immediately from that that the Korban Pesach is a kiyum in the Gavra, not just a Maisa mitzvah. You wouldn't be able to say such a thing by Lula, for example. A person was not the Lula the first day, so then he's part of the second day. So what's the Allah? You couldn't say such a thing. If you're going to tell me the second day of Lula would be Machayev with Nasmus, you say, because he was not the Lula the first day, so that's why we part of the second day. How do you, now, what are you going to tell me why? Because it's Ma'akiv the Chalos Chiyuv. The fact that he was not the ruler of the first day is not the halos chiyuv of the second day. It doesn't make any sense, because he was just a maaser ba'alma. He was just a maaser. But if you say that it's a kiyum in the gavra, so now he's a gavra that brought a carbon pesach on the first day, on the first month, on the original month. So then we say that he's such a, since it's a kiyum in the gavra, so the kiyum in the gavra of pesach is ma'akev the chalos chiyuv of Pesach Sheni. But if there's no kiyum in the gavra, it's simply a maisa mitzvah ba'alma, so nothing's going to remain from the first Pesach to be ma'akev the chalos chiyuv of the Pesach Sheni. Right? So you see immediately that if I maintain that Pesach Sheni is a machayev b'fnei atmus, nevertheless we know that anyone that brought Pesach Rishon is not going to be obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. So what is it? What does that demonstrate? Demonstrates the Pesach of a kiyum in the gavra. Okay? And therefore, since a gavra that has a kiyum of Pesach Rishon cannot be confronted with a chalos chiyuv of Pesach Sheni. Okay? Alright, is that clear? Okay. Therefore, what the Rambam says is that Gershon is Gaya ben Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. V'chein katan shehigdol ben shnei pesachim chayovin lasos Pesach Sheni. So he paskins that it's a separate chalos chiyuv It's not the halacha that the Pesach Rishon is machayev in both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, which means to say it's machayev you originally to bring Pesach Rishon. If you don't bring Pesach Rishon, so now the chiyuv is converted to a chiyuv of Pesach Sheni. The failure to bring Pesach Rishon converts the halos chiyuv, and now it's machayev in Pesach Sheni. If that was the case, so then a gersh and his gayer ben shnei psachim would be potter, because he never had the original halos chiyuv. But the Rambam paskin like the other Tana that maintains no, that Pesach Sheni is a separate machayev. It's a separate machayev. So why is everybody else potter? The answer is because if you have a kinyan of Pesach Rishon, it's ma'akev the halos chiyuv of Pesach Sheni. That's all halacha number. Okay. Is that clear, everybody? If it's not clear, let me. But the Rambam continues. The Rambam says, "In shachatu olav barishon pach." If in fact they did slaughter the carbon pesach for this cutting on the first pesach, so then he cut out some pesach. Yeah. So it means to say that even though he's a cutting, he could still be treated like anybody else, like a gadol. What the Rambam saying basically is that there's no reason to differentiate in this instance between a kohen and between a gadol. Just like a gadol that had a kinyan of Pesach Rishon, is not actually confronted with a kohen of Pesach Sheni. A kohen that had a kinyan of Pesach Rishon is also not confronted with a kohen of Pesach Sheni. So how does a kohen have a kinyan of Pesach Rishon? Somebody else did the shkita for the cotton. Okay. So now, that would seem to be, first, fine. But there's a problem. The problem is the Beis Yosef thinks it's a problem. Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is a good one. Masha Kesef Shachol Abarishon Potter, Ikilameda. That which the Rambam mentioned. That if in fact they did shech for the cotton, Pesach Rishon, that is going to be Potter and Pesach Sheni, he says this requires some understanding, some analysis. Why? Ikilameda. Otu Kotten Bar Chiyuvu Peru. Is the Kotten actually a person that has that is involved in the concept of Chiyuv and Pur? Can you say that a Kotten is Chayiv or Potter? In other words, the question is, what do you mean Shachatu Allah? What do you mean Shachatu Allah? The Kotten is basically Potter from any mitzvah. So if he's part of many mitzvahs, he never had a chiyuv of Pesach Rishon. So how is it possible to say that you slaughtered, that he was involved in Pesach Rishon? How is it possible to say that he was involved, he had a kinyan of Pesach Rishon? He never had a chiyuv of Pesach Rishon. If there's no machayev of Pesach Rishon, there can't be any kinyan of Pesach Rishon. So he could be shachet to Allah, it doesn't matter. Because the fact is, in terms of he never had a machayev, he never had a fee of a mitzvah. And what we're saying is that who is potter from Pesach Sheni? Every gavra that had a kinyan on mitzvah of Pesach Rishon is potter from Pesach Sheni. But this cotton, you can't speak in terms of a kinyan on mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. Because the cotton doesn't have any chiyuv. It's not a bar chiyuv. Okay? So, in other words, let me put the question this way. If the cotton was a bar chiyuv, there would be no problem. Because he was higher in Pesach Rishon, he brought Pesach Rishon. But once you have to agree that a cotton is potter the kol mitzvah, so therefore in terms of a kinyan, that he was actually at a kinyan of kinyan in carbon pesach, it was mekayim the mitzvah of carbon pesach, he's talking nonsense. Because the cotton could not be mekayim the mitzvah of pesach Rishon, because he's not a bar chiyuv of pesach Rishon. They can't speak about a kinyan of mitzvah for a cotton of pesach Rishon. It's an impossibility. Okay? And what is Ma'akev HaChalos Chiyuv of Pesach Sheni? The Kinyan of Mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. Okay? That's the question. So, the quotes, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rikur. What does the Rikur say? Rikur says, no, you can answer this question. Why? The Kivan Rachmana Rav Yelakati Shei Yishvetu Alav Umemanin Oso Yifta Hu B'Tachman Hashem. Right? So what is the answer? What is the recorpus answer? So the recorpus answer is like this. He says that there's two types, let's try to go along the logic. There's two types of kinim. When you speak about a kinim, there's two types of kinim. There is a kinim on mitzvah, which means to say, a kinim on mitzvah means to say, I fulfilled my chiyuv on mitzvah. That's one type of kinim on mitzvah. I had a chiyuv to put on tefillin, I put on tefillin, I fulfilled my chiyuv on mitzvah. That's a kinim. Kinim meaning that I fulfilled my obligation. Okay? That's one type of kinim. Obviously, in the terms of a cotton, you're never going to be able to find such a kinim. But he says there's a different kind of kinim. All right? So slow. Let's go slow there. What is the different kind of kinim? What is the different kind of kinim? What's the different kind of kinim? What does it take place? How would you define the second kind of kinim? What is the second kind of kinim? What's the second kind of kinim? The second kind of kinim is that even though the gavra never had a chiyuv on mitzvah, but still, insofar as the gavra is concerned, it's possible to say that a kinim took place. A kinim took place vis-a-vis this gavra. Which means to say like this. Let's say, in other words, in Korban Pesach, what we're saying is like this. That there's a kinim. See, a kinim could be an accident in the gavra, or a kinim could mean he fulfilled his obligation. Alright? Insofar as fulfilling an obligation, a cotton does not succeed. But insofar as kinim in terms of the gavra, that the gavra actually something happened for the gavra. And in other words, somebody brought a korban pesach for this gavra. Alright? So it's true the gavra doesn't have a chiyuv to bring the korban pesach. But the korban pesach was brought for this gavra. So there's a kinim in terms of the gavra. Okay? The gavra has a kinim. As long as there's a kinim in terms of the gavra, so he's puppet. That's the logical answer. In other words, the korban pesach is an accident in the gavra. It's a gavra from whom the korban pesach was brought. Regardless of whether he had a chiyuv on mitzvah to bring it. But he was a gavra for whom the korban pesach was brought. For instance, let's say you say all the korbanos that are brought every day. So they're brought because of all the Klal Yisrael. So it doesn't matter if it's a cotton, doesn't matter who it is. But the point is the korban was brought for him. So there's a kinim in the gavra of the korban. So therefore, even though there's no chiyuv on mitzvah, he has no chiyuv to bring the korban. But you can say the korban was brought for him. If the korban was brought for him, so then he has the accident or the attribute of having brought a korban, even though he had no chiyuv, but the korban related to him. Once the Torah set up the system, the Torah said, that's what the recorpus is. He says, the kinim rachamana rav yilakot, sheyishchatu alav, umemanin alav, nifter, ubekach, menashenim. Which means to say that the Torah apparently said that even though a korban does not have a chiyuv on mitzvah to bring a korban pesach, but a korban pesach can be brought for him, which means that he can be related as a gavra to the entity of korban, even though he doesn't have a chiyuv to bring it, but he can be related as a bala korban. He can become a bala korban. We make him a bala korban. The korban was brought for him, so therefore he is a bala korban, and he has the attribute, or the accident, the characteristic of having brought a korban pesach without having the chiyuv. So it comes up with the two types of kinim. There's a kinim which means I fulfilled the mitzvah, of the mitzvah's lulav, and there's a kinim which means something was done for me. So over here the Torah said, in new halacha, what's the new halacha? That you could bring the korban pesach for a cotton, which means to say I could take the person of a cotton and bring a pesach for him. Now if that's the case, a korban pesach was in fact brought to this cotton, so he has the attribute of being a bala korban, and he has the kinim of pesach, and even though he has no chiyuv, but he still has a kinim, not a kiyum in the sense that he fulfilled the mitzvah, not a kiyum on mitzvah, but he has a kiyum insofar as the fact, let's put it this way, what it means is he was related, he as a gavra was related to a carbon pesach. A carbon pesach was brought to him, so he has the kiyum on mitzvah. That's what the recourse is answering. That's basically what's going on in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef's question was, you can't have a kiyum without a chiyuv. He said, that's one type of kiyum. But since the Torah actually was marbar katan, so what did the Torah do by being marbar katan? It rendered the katan a bala carbon. So the katan as a gavra, as a person, had a carbon related to him, or was brought to him. So therefore, as a person, he has the attribute of having had a carbon being brought to him. Since that is the case, so he has a kiyum pesach as a gavra. As a kiyum pesach as a gavra for pesach rishon, there will never be a chalos chiyuv for pesach sheni, and he fits into the category, the general category of everybody, and that's the end of the question. Okay. Contrast means a woman means she has the same kiyum. She doesn't have a machayev for one, but it's not a kiyum. It's not this kind of a kiyum. It's the same type of kiyum as a person would have a machayev. The only thing is that it's an optional kiyum. It's an optional kiyum. It's an optional kiyum. That's a different thing altogether, okay? Yes.
Okay, you're saying that the mechanism here is that a cut is related to my lost carbon. But we're saying that what prevents the fear that you can't even come about is that you have a goblin that's the status of your carbon.
But how can you give that status to him? What can you do to begin with? Well, why should that be used to your field for extension? It's a waste of time, very nice. It's not godless. So you see, that's a good question. Maybe I'll put that in there. Okay. The two questions came up. One question was with regard to this concept. One question came up was... One question was Penny's question. The question was, when an Isha performs a mitzvah, so we say that there's a kiyum without a mechayev. That is not the same concept that we're talking about here. Because over there, the kiyum is the same type of kiyum as a kiyum of a chiyuv a mitzvah. The only thing is it's optional. It's optional. That's a different thing. That's the well-known Rashi Rabbein's letter. You have a kiyum without a mechayev. That's a separate thing. It means you have a kiyum and without a mechayev. But here we're talking about a different kind of a kiyum. It means something was done in relationship to this gavra. Now, it's not to be equated either to the case of Mila. But by Mila, you're simply defining the gavra. That's not the same thing as it. That would be like defining what the chest of the Sefer Torah. Or you could say, as soon as he's born, as a kiyum, because he's Yisrael. No, that's just defining him. You define objects, Allah. He's defined as an object of a Jew. And if actually, in fact, when we perform Mila, what we do is a mashlim, this Shem of Ben Brit. But he's completely passive in that regard. He's just an object. He's just a chefter. Over here we're saying something different. We're saying that he's a gavra. He's a gavra. He's not a chefter. He's a gavra because the carbon was brought for him as a gavra. Now, Avi's question was that how can you say that he's a gavra because the carbon is nothing? So the answer is, the simplest answer is, that's what he's saying. Even the Rav Yerachamona, Even the Rav Yerachamona cut in Shiyish Katu Olav, the Maman Nasan Yitzu B'Kachman Hashem. What does it mean? It means that so far as carbon pesach is concerned, the Torah says the cut is a gavra. The cut is a gavra. Otherwise, it couldn't mean a pesach. He's saying that in the Jairus Akasas of bringing the pesach for cutting, it means the Torah rendered him a gavra. If he's rendered a gavra, then everything is fine. In a cotton form, you draw a carbon pencil. The difference later is that a cotton is defined as a Ben Bris. He's nothing more than an object that you're defining. Okay? Nothing more than an object that you're defining. Over here, we're saying a halachic event that took place is to be related to this gavra. Over there, we're not saying how halachic event that took place is related to him. What we're saying is, there's a certain effect of the halachic event which simply changes him. But over here, we're saying that a halachic event that transpired is related to this gavra. He actually has a part in the halachic event. In the halachic event itself, he has a part. That's a different concept. Then you're saying the cotton is a gavra. A gavra means a person to whom halachic events can relate. The halachic event itself relates to him. The avos ha-pesach. The avos ha-pesach was done for him. The maisa havor. Over here, the maisa ha-mila wasn't done for him. He's not chayav in mila. You can't, there's no reason to say that the maisa ha-mila was done in his behalf. All we're saying is that the maisa ha-mila effectuates a change, since the maisa mitzvah effectuates a change in his gavra, but he's unrelated as a gavra to the maisa. And over here we're saying the avos ha-pesach is actually done in his behalf. is it more clear now? In other words, the gavra so far as the maisa mitzvah is concerned. Give me to the order. The order is not there, and I'm in lacking of time. So I have to go point to the conceptual way. Way it's conceptual. The time I see goes mentioned this point, but it doesn't matter what the order of presentation. Many things I want to make sure we cover the idea. All right. So I'm not going to go back and have many things. Fine. I'm just going to get the first step. Now let's take a look at the time. The like this. He brings down the Kesef Mishnah. And so the question is, it's a kasha, it's cotton b'achiv akur. So the kavana is, he says his kavana is what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that the person is a chol matzah. The person was a shkilta. You have people that are, that lose their sanity temporarily, and then they regain their sanity. Okay, there's such a psychological condition. Okay? So, the Gemara already deals with that. He's a itim shelter, itim phone. Sometimes he's a shelter, sometimes he's insane, sometimes he's sane. So he vacillates between periods of sanity and insanity. So this is a halachic phenomenon. Because the question is, let's say this person actually is insane for a moment. That is insane at the moment that the Chiyu of Achilas Matzah takes place. He's proper. The person is insane, he can't be saddled with any mitzvah. But then suddenly he becomes sane. So now he's chayav to do a mitzvah. So let's say, right, that's exactly. So let's say, for instance, he had a person at the Seder, and he was in temporarily in the state of insanity. He ate the matzah. And everybody's eating the matzah, he ate it, but he's insane. Then suddenly he becomes insane. Suddenly he becomes insane, so now he has to eat matzah again. Because the action which he did is in the same person is worthless as a Maisa Mitzvah. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. He has some time to speak with him, he goes up and back. Okay. So, alright. So now, the thing like this. So, Emachal Matzah Kashi Shoka, if he ate the Matzah in the same period, the Nishtafa, now he became clear, he became sane, Lo Yotzi Dechavas Matzah. So, he didn't fulfill the Mitzvah. Even the Hoyah's Bar Patur, B'Shas came a mitzvah, since at the time of the mitzvah was a Bar Patur, he was actually Pachas from the mitzvah. So the mitzvah has no characteristics of what? Of a Kiyama mitzvah. Of a Kiyama mitzvah. Vodin B'Katn. Imachal Matzah Dwa Yotzi Dechavasa L'Kashegil. So let's say, for instance, like some people hold, we don't really talk now, some people hold, that you become Bar Mitzvah to the hour. That was just born on the night of Pesach at 11 o'clock. So at that moment, 11 o'clock, he's going to become a goy. If you're going to hold that way, so it comes out that if he ate the matzah at 10 o'clock, he's going to have to eat the matzah again after 11. All right? Because he didn't fulfill his mitzvah. Then came, if that's the case, Maishna b'pesach, the potter lasses pesach shein with shehigdil. So why is it different than pesach, that he's potter, that's the original kesach mishnah's kasha, that he's potter to, from bringing the second carbon pesach, because the first carbon pesach didn't have a halacha kinyan of a maisa mitzvah. This kinyan ayah is patan pesach. The kirit kesef mitzvah. It's like kesef mitzvah. It means like this: the shema rikurkis, the kivin rachamana ravi lekatan shishvot olovim manan also niftehu bekatan hasheni atan vav. This is the rikurkis answer, because since the Torah was marba lekatan for carbon pesach, so he brought already the carbon pesach. So then, what happens? Excuse me. So then the carbon pesach relates to him, like we said, and he has a kiyum, and the gavra has a kiyum. So Rav Chaim asks one question. There's a kashya. It's difficult. Why don't maskinim b'ni darim daf lamed vav the sel of esavos rav deraisa? The hadra kushas a kesef mishnah. The Gemara in the Dharam says that the Gemara, this is the Gemara in the Dharam. The Gemara says in the Dharam, Gemara's question. Gemara says, can I bring the carbon Pesach for my friend if he doesn't have any dots? He doesn't, he is not going to bring the carbon Pesach. He's out to have some of the, and I'll have dots to bring the carbon Pesach for him. Question is whether my dots for him to be mamana him on the Pesach, whether that would be valid and he'll actually partake of the Pesach, or no, must have his dots. So the Gemara is wondering about that. So the Gemara says, I can prove to you that you can do it. Why? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Shekein adam mevi abonav abnos lakan. So to see a person to bring a carbon pesach for his children, his sons and his daughters, so you see the lot. What do you see? That I could, even though the cotton has no das, I could still appoint him on the pesach. So why can't I appoint the girdle on the Pesach? Apparently, Pesach doesn't require das. Apparently, Pesach doesn't require das. And the Gemara says, "You'll tell me, but no, it's not analogous. Why? Because by a cut, it's the extra. But over here, it's extra. So the Gemara is operating with the principle that don't next in the year. That's a separate. So that's no problem. You're going to say done in Efshim the Efshir. That's all question. I'm afraid to be shot. Whether it's done in Efshim the Efshir or not. So you can't answer that the cotton is impossible and the gadol is possible. They maintain the principle of done in Efshim the Efshir. If I find the answer super halacha to the question, whether if I find that halacha's mechanism works in a case of Efshir, can I universalize and say that it works in a case of Efshir also? So that's a big machlokes. But now the Gemara is operating under the assumption that if it works by an Efshir, it has to work by an Efshir, and all the principles, a lot of principles have to be the same, and you can't say that Efshir is extenuating circumstances, and over there is a separate halacha that the Efshir could do it, and therefore you can't apply it to the Efshir. The Gemara says, no, by an Efshir and the Efshir. Which means all the principles have to be the same. That's the simple thing to understand. You should say done in Efshir and Efshir. But another sheet that holds, no, you don't say done in Efshir and Efshir. And you say the separate just cuts by cutting versus the Efshir is a different story. But this way the Gemara is out there in the different. Okay. So the Gemara says, if you all done in Efshir and Efshir, so you should be able to say that anybody at your point, anybody without done. It's logically compelling evidence. Right? You have to just prove. If you do by cutting, do by double. What's the difference? You can't answer cutting versus the Efshir. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Alama Amar Rabbi Lozer Hichrish Pesach Al Chaver Lasaklon." So why does Rabbi Lozer say, in fact, that if the amount of the carbon to the friend is nothing? Amar Rabbi Zera, no. Sela Veisovas Lav Darais. That would be a good proof if we would paskin that Sela Veisovas is in fact Darais. What does it mean, Sela Veisovas Darais? It means that the cotton actually requires meaning on the cotton. It means a gavra. Just like a gutter. And selavesavos means that the father has to actually be the man of the cotton, and the cotton is a gavra, just like the gutter, for the carbon pesach. Then it'll be fine. So you're showing me from the cotton to the gutter. But we hold the Gemara says, not that way. We hold selavesavos is love the right. Which means to say that a cotton is not a gavra so far as carbon pesach. I'm just saying the way we're saying the people. I'm not thinking about their opinion. Alright? So the celebrate service is lava raisa. So therefore, like the Ransa, how's the Ransa? Lalam Bakhi I done it. Which means to say actually I would be done after from the F. We knew me Pesach Lamasalameda. The celebrate service lava raisa. The Minatara ain't a kanam tricham lehim monos, the sad, in Bnei Akabura. Ela Okum men official on the Nula. Nafa Gavdain Pesach Mechalalamiluya. Hanami Liberuim monos. Aval Kitanim. The last bnei hachi, less one bar. Okay, so he says what the Ran says is something like this. That is true. That really the cotton has there's no halacha of meaning about that. But the cotton can eat the carbon pesach. In other words, carbon pesach isn't restricted to the golden. Cotton, anyone who's sure can eat the carbon pesach. Ah, you'll ask me a question. The Ran says there's another question. The question is, ain't a pesach nechal alamimriya? The carbon pesach cannot be eaten except by a person who is appointed on the carbon pesach. He says that's only by Ruhi Mono. If the person in fact was was capable of being appointed. That's a good one. But a Cotton who's incapable of being appointed, he can eat even if it's, even if he wasn't appointed. Why is that so? Why is that so? What he's saying is that the absence of minui, if a person is not a monoi, and he's capable of being a monoi, so that's a possible. That's a possible. What the, it's not halacha that ain't a pesach nechal elam in the media that you require a monoi in order to partake of the achila. It means if a person is an ain't a monoi, the person is not mekayin the mitzvahs pesach and mitzvahs minoi. He's mevatel minoi. He's mevatel mitzvahs pesach. If he's supposed to be a monoi, and the person a gavur is mevatel the mitzvahs pesach by not becoming a monoi. Such a gavur is possible to be to eat from the carbon pesach, but by cutting you can't say it's mevatel mitzvahs pesach. He's not chayav mitzvahs pesach altogether. So then it's just the question of whether the chetish of carbon to be nechal al yidei cutten. So the Ron explains, there's no psul in the chetish of carbon pesach being nechal al yidei Yisrael. It can't be nechal al yidei Yisrael. El al yidei Yisrael shenoi atzmo b'der hefkel l'gabei carbon pesach. The fact that he doesn't care about the carbon pesach. That's a possible. But over here, you don't have any possible for the cutten. That's the way they're going to run. That's the way. So therefore, the cotton can eat the carbon pesach. And he's not mechuyev to be, and then there's no such thing as meaning, and celibate service love the rice. So that's the way the poskim. So you understand that the moment you poskim this way, what are you showing me? That the cotton is not a gavrin so far as life, carbon pesach was concerned. It's just our locha that the chesh of pesach to be nechal or the Yisrael, provided Yisrael wasn't deicha the pesach. Provided he wasn't deicha the pesach by not becoming a money, by not fulfilling the responsibility. But over here, the cotton has no responsibility. The cotton can be awful. There's no problem. So that's the case. So how could the Reed Corcus answer and say that what? That the cotton is a governor so far as carbon pesach is concerned when we all celebrate Shabbos love the right. That's what's not question. Okay? Loma Badasa Rama. He says, what would appear to me that you'd have to say in the Rambam, in the concept of the Rambam, he says like this. The shiny Pesach mi matzah. Now he's just making a basic differentiation between Pesach and matzah. The Pesach ha-mevad mitzvasa Pesach she'olah v'yesh beze od din ha-krovas korban. Shu korbono v'korav avuro v'olalo she'chol ha-kabono she'krevim v'olam l'baleim. Ubecherashot v'katim ha-reilem atzino rakdeinu b'nei mitzvahs v'mishim d'lav b'nei chiyuva v'azharan in it av'olayna mufkon mi'etzim adinim. The imain p'tulim in mitzvahs of Pesach. I'm sorry, that's just forget it. The imain p'tulim in Afilu, that is the imain from Pesach. He's Afilu in p'tulim in mitzvah Pesach, Afilu in Mera. Okay. Avo mikol makom b'nei korban Pesach ninu. V'pischam korav aleyem, v'ola lehem l'shem Pesach. K'chol ha-kabonos she'olim l'baleyem. Because it's not. Yosom she'shochtu olov apetropsim, yocho b'mokim shu rotsa. U'mavur b'sugishom d'ayin mishim d'eiza Pesach she'yitza, harei u'mono yolov. Okay? The Chaim Tanya Hosam, Badam Shochet is Pistol Yede Beno, Ubitok Tanim. Vine Mishim, the Medina Krovas Pesach Lo Fufku. Alright. Ulafizan, Hare Shapir Pasach Aramam, the Cotton Shakirol of Burishim, Potami Pesach Shem. Daf, in name of the lack of the Pesach Shakirol of Vinti and Mitzvah Kalal. Avomikom makom me'achas shehikdav miyas ha-pesach v'kiyem din ha-krovoso shuvein alavot chovas ha-pesach kivon v'kiyem miyad din ha-siyoso ma'ashen ikim b'matzah v'ein b'achilos ha-shum ha-chalos din nuvad kiyem ha-mitzvah v'kiyem l'cher ha-shek v'kot n'glav v'nei mitzvah v'nenu m'meil alokim u'gdova v'alkein kol shehigdalo n'spatach v'nishtefa chayev v'mitzvah matzah. Even the Kati Lokim, Lokim Udova, the Dinachilat Matzah. Ruben is near the Gamba Din Kim and Mitzvah Cholot Matzah Mitzvah. To the Pesach, if you're on Mitzvah Cholot Allah Chepta, Shom Maisa Mitzvah. I love what we're up to Ben Mitzvah. So what Rav Chaim said to this point, it seems to say we're saying what we said. Alright? Rav Chaim's the way it is. Rav Chaim says what he's seen up to where he says Ruben is near. He seems to be saying basically what we said before, that there's that there's there are two things that render an action into an action of mitzvah. One thing that renders an action into an action of mitzvah is a fear of a mitzvah. Right? Certain things become a mice on mitzvah because there's a fear of a mitzvah. Like there's a fear of a mitzvah, a fear of matzah. So that's why a fear of matzah becomes a mice on mitzvah. What creates the mice on mitzvah? What creates the din? The halos din of mice on mitzvah is the fear of a mitzvah. Without the fear, there would be no mice on mitzvah. Okay? And you can't, don't confuse the question of mushroom according to the Shana Holy Spirit. You can't. Because understand some of those perfectly, how come the Bainashim you see there's no fear and still it's considered a mitzvah? Well, what's the answer? The answer is the reason that Bainashim has a din of a maisa mitzvah is because in fact there is a fear on mitzvah. There is a fear on mitzvah Bainashim. The only thing is that they're protected from the fear, but the institution was set up as an institution of a Maisa HaMitzvah. You can even have he doesn't need to exclude a case where the Shri Adonai says there is a Kiyama Mitzvah without a Machayev. He's not talking about it. He means to say that there are certain actions which inherently the action is defined as a Maisa HaMitzvah. Basically, in the most basic form, it means wherever there's a Kiyama Mitzvah. But sometimes a person created it, doesn't work if this is inherently considered a Kiyama Mitzvah. For instance, you say according to the Rambam, that's recently carried from Shabbos to the Kiyama Mitzvah, you know there's no Machayev, but the Kiyama Mitzvah, the Kiyama Shabbos. But the institution of Shabbos, you see, the institution of Shabbos is a halachic institution. It's not a voluntary type of thing. There's a chi of Shabbos. This is a kiyum in the chi of Shmir Shabbos. But actually what you require is a chovas mitzvah. Mitzvah must have chi. Without chi of this, it's nothing. There must be a, in order for a mitzvah to actually have a tzura, it must be, what makes the action to a mitzvah is the fact that I have an obligation to do it. The fact that I have an obligation to do it. And fulfilling my obligation renders the action into a mitzvah. Like Lula. The fact that I have a field to take the Lula renders the mitzvah of Lula into the mitzvah of Lula. You see, it's into a mitzvah of Lula. If there was no field of Lula, see, if lulav was an optional thing, you couldn't have a ma'is hamitzvah. It was optional. It's a ma'is hamitzvah because you have your chayav to do it. And even cases where there's a kiyum without a machayav, but the kiyum is a kiyum within a system of a machayav. You could say, for instance, learning on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's a kiyum. Okay? It's a kiyum. But even if I say it's a kiyum, it means because there's a chiyuv shmir Shabbos. The bottom line is there's a chiyuv. Without a chiyuv, you can't construe a maisa to be a maisa mitzvah without an obligation. There's no such phenomenon. What makes it into a mitzvah? The fact that I'm chayav to do it. I'm not chayav to do it. There's nothing. It's optional. The maisa doesn't have the characteristic of mitzvah. But gives it the characteristic of mitzvah that Torah's machayav needs to do. Okay. By Nashim, what we're saying is that this same thing which everybody's chayav to do, Nashim has an optional, But if on Nashim were not chayav, there wouldn't be anything. You understand that? Okay. Because he has no chayav on that. You can't consider him to be involved in a performance which is defined as mitzvah. She can be involved in that. But a Kotel himself, his actions, his performances cannot be classified under the realm of mitzvahs, of performing mitzvahs. So therefore, whatever he does is simply worthless. It's nothing. Okay? So that requires, so that's one category. Okay. But then, what he says is like this. He says, but now there's another category by Korban. By Korban, the Maisa does not become a Maisa on mitzvah because of what? Because of the chi of carbon. There's a separate halacha that carbon is an accident in an individual. That a person brings the carbon was brought for him, which means the bringing of the carbon is an accident in the gavra. Okay? You understand? It's an accident in the gavra. So aside, so it's considered a maisa mitzvah not because of tzeiv and pturim. Carbon, you're dealing with a totally different realm. Can't equate the two, carbon and matzah, carbon and law. Can't equate the two. Certain, there are two types of mitzvahs in the Torah. Certain activities reach the status of mitzvah because of the fact that there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation. Certain mitzvahs reach the status of mitzvah because intrinsically they're defined that as actions that have halachic value for the person. You see? So a carbon is intrinsically defined as an action which has... See, what is a mitzvah? Mitzvah means... What is the difference in it? Mitzvah means it has halachic value. It has halachic value. Any performance which has halachic value is a mitzvah. Now, a thing can have halachic value in one of two ways. Either because I fulfilled what I was supposed to fulfill. That's one method of giving it halachic value. Another way of giving it halachic value is that there's an objective institution that the halacha creates. And in this objective institution, certain things are taking place. So it's considered a halachic performance. Now in carbon, there's a whole halachic institution that's set up. What is the halachic institution? The halachic institution is that a carbon is brought for this person. That the carbon relates to this person. There's a whole institution that's being set up over here. So you have a halachic phenomena outside the realm of the chiyuv. So kabanos are a totally different phenomena halachically. In other words, what Rav Chaim is treating over here is what is exactly a halachic performance? That's the question. And what he's stating is a halachic performance, and a performance can become a halachic one in one of two ways. A, it can become a halachic performance. I'm obligated to do something. I fulfill my obligation. So that's a halachic performance. B, the halacha sets up institutions. And an action is valid halachically because it's considered a halachic action because it's operating in the framework of an institution, of a halachic institution. Now, what Rav is saying is that carbon is a halachic institution. Means a carbon is being brought for this person, relates to this person. There's a halachic phenomena going on when you bring a carbon. The carbon relates to this person. So it's considered a halachic action outside the realm of fear. I don't know if there's any other example besides carbon. I'm trying to think of any other example. I don't think there's any such thing. Carbon is a halacha in the gavra. See, carbon is a halacha in the gavra. It's not just a halacha that a person has to bring a carbon. It's a halacha that you require a bala carbon. You require a bala carbon. Bala carbon means that it's a halachic institution, a bala carbon. Now, a bala carbon has nothing to do with al chayiv. It's a phenomenon. It's a halachic phenomenon of being a bala carbon. So since bala carbon is a halachic phenomenon, so you see that the halachic... The action has halachic value even though there's no obligation to do it. It simply has halachic value because of the fact that it's based upon the institution. It partakes of the institution of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is an institution. It means that if there's halach of a bala carbon and the carbon is being brought for this person, it means that this carbon relates to this gavra. So in order for the person to fulfill his chiyuv, you have to set up, I'm chayav to bring a carbon, what does it mean? Does it mean that I'm just obligated to do an action? Or does it mean more than that? It means I have to be a bala carbon, and the carbon has to be brought for me. That's a halachic phenomenon. Once you say that I have to be a bala carbon, be defined as a bala carbon, the carbon has to be defined as being brought for me. So this gavra, you're setting up a whole system of halachic phenomena. So now even if I'm not chayav, I could still have those halachic phenomena. You see? That's what he's saying. Ordinarily, we say, I am obligated to bring a carbon. But it doesn't mean I'm obligated to pick up a lulav. It's a little more complex. What it means is I'm obligated to be defined as a bala carbon, and a carbon has to be brought for me. Okay? Now, I could say this same thing with regard to a person that doesn't have the field. I could say he's defined as a bala carbon, and the carbon was brought for him. Because I've set up an institution through which I have to fulfill my chiyuv. Now, once I set up an institution, that institution can exist without the chiyuv. That's all he's saying. So, therefore, that being the case, the cotton could be just as much a bala carbon as a bottle. Okay? Throws this in. I mean, he doesn't want to burden you if you can't follow it, but basically, he wants to give the opportunity. If you can follow, it's going to send a little more abstract level for you. Ben is here. The gam bedin kiyum a mitzvah cholot matzah mitzvah. Even in the very kiyum mitzvah, matzah is differentiated from Pesach. Probably that's why. Because by Pesach, the ikur mitzvah is on the cheftza shel maisa. Okay. So on the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah, which is the akrovas of carbon. Alright? Because the fact that the carbon is ola, the fact that the carbon actually is brought for the owner, that's the key. The human mitzvah happens accidentally, automatically. It's an automatic process. It's not always getting it, right? So the chiyah gavna the kiyah mitzvah nasis memela, shuv ha da dina the chayel din kiyah mitzvah gam b'chayel shev rakot. Since that memela, so that's why it occurs b'chayel shev rakot also. Kiyah the meek ha dina hufko. Ma she'en kiyah b'chilas matzah. The be'etzen maisa ha mitzvah du achilas ha matzah lekashim chalos dina l'chachza. Rak the chavosu ba mitzvah yidem mash v'loy lekiyah ha mitzvah. Al kain shapar min l'chayel shev rakot mavnechi yivin in the middle elekeh b'hu gam din kiyah mitzvah klal. What is he saying? Be very careful. I mean, what is he trying to say? It looks like if you just take this whole piece and just put it aside, and you don't need it. Alright? It says, the gam b'emes near the gam b'din kiyam ha-mitzvah cholok matzim pesach. The pesach ikar ha-mitzvah chol ala cheftza shel mais ha-mitzvah. Shu ha-krovas ha-korbin she'ol ala. The b'zeh she'korbin ola l'shem bolav ha-vakim ha-mitzvah she'bom ha-mela. Alright? It's automatic. Ubuchiyah gavna the kiyam a mitzvah nasis memela shuvah the dina the chayel din kiyam a mitzvah gam the chayel shed v'kabim. Now what is he saying? What's bothering him that he's adding this piece of it? It's on the chefetz shom. It's on the chefetz shom. Shom maisa mitzvah. I mean, getting too many abstractions. Chefetz shom maisa mitzvah in the gavra. We get everything in there. This is the emes nira till the end of the paragraph. What's bothering him was like this. That at this point he had set up two different frameworks. One framework is, when does a thing become a maisa mitzvah? It becomes a maisa mitzvah because of the fact that you have an obligation to do this action. That's the maisa mitzvah. But then you have another type of situation, you have a maisa mitzvah. We have an institutionalized process. So it's defined halachically as a maisa mitzvah. You really didn't answer your question. You really didn't answer your question this time. Why? I'll tell you why. Because we have two separate systems. System A is where something becomes an action of mitzvah because you're obligated to do it. That makes it a mitzvah. System B is because of an institution. Okay? But now you're going to tell me that by matzah there's only system A. But what exists by Pesach? Both system A and system B. Okay? Now, why am I not obligated to bring Pesach Sheni? Why am I not obligated to bring Pesach Sheni? So you'll tell me the reason why you're not obligated to bring Pesach Sheni is because of System A. In other words, I fulfilled my obligation. I fulfilled my obligation. In other words, in Pesach you have two. You're running on two systems. One is System A, and one is System B. So system B means you set it up as halachic performance. Well, fine, it's a halachic performance. But you can't say that the katan actually had a kiyum mitzvah. You see, you can only say that halachic performance was done with regard to him. So it was halachic activity. So you can't, but what's bothering Reb Chaim is, you can't say the gavra had a kiyum. Because a kiyum still means, a kiyum means that they fulfilled a chiyum. And the cotton you can't speak of fulfilling the field. So you really didn't answer your problem. All you've shown me is that the cotton is a bala carbon. Alright? The cotton is a bala carbon, which is a halachic phenomenon. Very nice. This cotton is a gavra, is a bala carbon. He's involved in halachic performance. But I'll ask you one question. Fine. Does he have a Kiyum Pesach? You can't speak of him having a Kiyum Pesach because he wasn't Chayav in Pesach. You can only say that he's in, that he, as a Gavra he was related to a Korban Pesach. But you can't say he had a Kiyum Pesach because he had no Chiyuv Pesach. So you still didn't really resolve the problem. You're going to have a person who's a God who had two things. Allah performs done for him, and he has a kiyum. He has Allah kiyum. But the cotton, you only can say Allah performs done for him, but there's no kiyum. You see? That's the problem. So system A is missing by the cotton. You only work with system B. Well, it doesn't make sense to say that system B should pop him from Pesach Sheni. Because system B means you're just treating him as an object. There's no kiyum for the gavra, because he still didn't have a kiyum. So you can't speak of a kiyum. System B is just saying that now that Allah would consider halachic action vis-a-vis the cup. But you can't say that he fulfilled an obligation of Pesach. You can't say he has a key, he didn't have any obligation. So you can just say he could treat it as a halachic phenomena. Yes, he is halachic. He's a halachic phenomena, but he can't say he had a kiyum of Korban Pesach. See? That's what's bothering me. You're a gavra insofar as Pesach Rishon is concerned. But he doesn't like that idea. Because he wants to say it's the kiyum. See, he could have stopped there. That's what's at a Ben Nisnir. Ben Nisnir means he's going a little further. Let's be truthful about it. Be truthful about it. It's not simple that he was a gavra. It doesn't make, if you think about it. Yeah, you need a kiyum. You know what I mean? What he's saying is that by Pesach, it's not that there are two systems running side by side. I became a Gavin, I was called Pesach, and also I fulfilled my mitzvah of being a Gavin Pesach. These two things are separate. No, they're both identical. What is the Chiyuv by Gavin Pesach? The Chiyuv by Gavin Pesach is that I should be a Gavra of a Bala Karban. That is the very Chiyuv. You see? Now, being a Gavra of a Bala Karban is something which occurs due to the whole institution. That's what means in Melech. You see? Now, once I am a gavra of a bala karban, that is my kiyum ha-mitzvah. That is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's not these two separate things like Pesach. There's one institution like matzah, I must do it, and then there's another institution that I'm a bala karban. No! These two things are unified into one. The mitzvah by me, the chiyum of a mitzvah is to be a gavra of a karban Pesach. That is the chiyum. Once you say that that's the chiyuv to be a gavra of a Korban Pesach, you understand? Now the cotton is exactly equal to the gadol. Now there's no difference anymore. You see? It's not as if by Korban, the kiyum ha-mitzvah is that I, the kiyum ha-mitzvah in Korban is that I should fulfill my obligation. And then there's another phenomena that I'm also bala Korban. If that were the case, it wouldn't make sense to say that if you put the cotton should be put from Pesach Sheni. But he says the nature of the chiyuv by a gadol is, what is the term chiyuv in? I want you to become a gavra of Korban Pesach. That's what he's talking about. And now the Torah says that he has the same exact kiyum as the gadol. So therefore he's put from Pesach Sheni. That's what he says. Okay? See, that's the maneuver. In other words, if you would have said by Pesach that you have two systems working side by side, you wouldn't make sense. You tell me that the Gadol has a kiyum, that he is. You would tell me that the kiyum of Pesach by a Gadol was, if you would say that the kiyum of Pesach by a Gadol was, that he fulfilled his obligation of Pesach. That's one. And also, you can't buy it for others. Now, if that's the case, a cotton's going to be lacking, you didn't fulfill his obligation. That's not the kiyum of Pesach. So therefore, you're probably putting it out of shame. But no! By the Gadol, it's not a kiyum. The kiyum of Pesach by a Gadol is not that he fulfilled his obligation. The kiyum is that he should be a bala karban. That is the chiyum. You be a bala karban. Now he is a Baal Korban, but the Korban is just much Baal Korban, except that another Chiz will be Baal Korban, but the Kiyum Pesach he has in the same manner as the Gadol. So that
totally mixed up now. Stay tuned for tomorrow.
Because you see that he could bring Korban Pesach for his kids. Telling himself about the rice. So what's your answer? And then view what the Pine is saying. The Pine's answering the Rambam. Right? The Pine is answering the Rambam. Like this. That according to the way he has it set up, so the Katan has a real Kiyum and Korban Pesach. This is a Kiyum and the Gavra. Right? So if that's the case, you see from here clearly that a person could give somebody else a Kiyum. And if I hold Don Efshir, maybe Efshir, so therefore I must conclude that what? That a Gadol should be able to do it for a person should be able to do it for another Gadol also. Right? Okay? So, but that's the very Gemara, in other words. What Chaim is saying is that this is very nice, works out very beautifully, but you have to come to one conclusion, namely that the Katan has a regular Kiyum Korban Pesach, just like a Gadol. Now, once you say that, so now if I hold Dun and Efshir Me'i Efshir, which is the whole Gemara over there, so it'll come out that somebody can give me money, a Gadol also. Because so there's no difference in the Kiyum of a Gadol and the Kiyum of a Katan. And that's the Gemara's very question in the Dar. And what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says that the Gemara raises the question, right? Amar Abzeira, Silvay Silvas, Love Daraisa. What does it mean? It means that there's no meaning for cutting altogether. So which contradicts the Chaim's whole principle. You understand? In other words, you're gonna get why did the, in other words, according to Rashi, why did the Gemara say Sela Vesel is Lav Derais, and there's no din meaning altogether? Sela Bayis Mikomachon means there is a din meaning, but you don't need his das in order to accomplish the meaning. That's what Rashi's learning. Lo bin indaita klal. You see? So that's what Chaim's kasha. If it's a steer, you have an open steer, now between the two sigurs. One sigur says Sela Bayis, Laka Fisher, Sela Vesel, Sela Bayis. That's the pasuk. So Sela Vesel, the Gemara is saying in one place is Lav Daraisa, which means to say that there's no meaning whatsoever. Now the other Gemara, is saying on the contrary, that there is a meaning, but Sela Boyas Mikol Makom. Look at what's supposed to look for Ish Shena Tov Ish Selevei Savos Ish Selevei Savos Sela Boyas. And there's no meaning altogether. The Gemara answers, no, Sela Bayis Mikol Makom, which means Minui takes place, but you don't need his das, and you do it against his das, without his das. If that's the case, so then there is Minui, so the steer is in the Gemara. The Gemara of Psachim, and it's Rabzer himself. Rabzer himself in Psachim says that Sela Veis Ovos is Lav Daraisa, which means to say there's no such concept as cotton, it's just that a cotton can eat, right? And over here, he's saying that the meaning is good, but you don't need the das of the cut. It's an open contradiction. What? We have that he showed that a cotton actually has a kiyum, and therefore Pesach Rishon is Yotze, as a Pesach Rishon, Pesach Rishon can't affect on it, right? The Rambam. But then the problem is, if that's the case, what do you do with the Gemara? Because one can say, the Gavin now is done in Eshem Yefshah, so therefore what should happen? Fishbowl is pointing to a double, right? So on the one hand, you see the cotton has a kiyum, on the other hand, you see you can't say this. He says, but this contradiction, he says, that we have, is in fact a contradiction between two sugyas. Because one sugya says, Elevei Sovos Lav Daraisa. That's the very sugya that says you can't appoint, which means there's no such thing as meaning. And yet there's another Gemara that says, where Rashi learned. Places happen to learn that. Places happen to learn that. That's the Gemara is very interesting. Elevei Sovos Lav Daraisa. That's what we're going to do. Rashi is not. According to Rashi, the steer is a sugya, because the Gemara is saying that there is minui. The only thing you sell a bite from Kamakam, you don't need is das, but minui is actually there. isn't using his doctor to be very up to find what his doctor is like. Which is, you don't use his altogether. There's no problem with that. So, that's, so the client is really showing you that his problem that he has in the Rambam is actually a problem which exists already.
Two possible ways to understand. He says, let's just take them step by step. So what he says is, there's two possible ways to understand this gavra of a cutting that we've got to do. The client isn't leaving that country. Something's a gavra we've got to cut, something's a human we've got to cut. No question. But, there are two possible ways. One possible way to understand, one possibility is that it's an optional thing. It's an optional thing. You can render, a person can render a cut in a gavra with regard to carbon pestle. Another possibility is that you're hired. You actually have an obligation to render your cut in a balakot. Alright? There's an obligation to do it. He can't be hired, you understand. He can't be hired to do it. But you could be hired. Meaning for him. Okay? What's the difference? What is the difference? In other words, what he's saying now is like this. What he's saying now is that there's two concepts of fear. Okay? There's a concept of fear which is following the gospel. I have a fear to do a certain mice on this, but that's not controversial. But then there's a concept of a fear which qualifies. I don't have a fear to do it, but the fear qualifies the nature of the process. The chiyuv qualifies the nature of the process. In other words, what he's saying now is like this. See, first Reb Chaim said that there's a difference between a chiyuv to do a ma'aseh mitzvah and between an institution that was set up, like by carbon pesach, it's an institution that there's a gavra of a carbon and that the havah is havah for that gavra, the king and the gavra. You see? But now he says you could say we could add another point. Is it a kiyum in the gavra? Is it a kiyum in the gavra as a reshus? Or is it a kiyum in the gavra as a chova? Now, when we say chova, we're taking the concept of chiyuv and we're attaching it objectively to that system that we've established, to that new system. You understand what I mean? In other words, it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. But it's a chova. What is chova? Chova is an objectification of chiyuv. An objectification of chiyuv. In other words, there's chiyuv which chiyuv means an obligation upon me personally. I have an obligation. That's a chiyuv. I have a chiyuv in the tefillah lulav. You see, that's a chiyuv. But chova is when the nature of the performance is one that's a performance that must take place. That's a performance that's mechuyeves. It's a qualification of the performance, not the performer. Chiyuva is a halach in the performer. Chova is a halach in the qualification, the characteristics of the performance. What's the difference? The difference is very simple. A katan, now that we have the katan set up as a gavra, so now he could be either a gavra b'taras chova or a gavra b'taras yeshuv. He could never be involved in chiyuva. Chiyuva really is impossible for a cotton. Because a cotton can't be mechoyev b'dalam. But if I have to bring the carbon for this gavra of a cotton, even though he doesn't have the chiyuv, I have the chiyuv. But now it means that this cheftza shel carbon is a chova. Is a chova. That's where our plan distinguishes between chiyuva and chova. Chova is objective. It's in the performance. It's in the nature of the institution. Chiyuva is in the subject. Chiyuva is in the subject. The cotton is mufka from chiyuva. It can't exist in the subject. But he's putter, cotton makar tarakula. But chova, the performance that relates to the gavra, can be of an obligatory nature. See? Obligation in terms of the subject of the cotton is impossible. But in terms of the performance, in terms of the institution that relates to him, the concept of obligatory does apply. It's obligatory on the father. You see, But that changes the institution, and it makes it an institution of Kova. That's what Rav Chaim is saying. Okay, so therefore, there's two ways that when we speak of the Gavra, the Katan, and Chayiv, he could be Chayiv either as a Rishus or else as a Kova. That's what Rav Chaim is saying. You understand? You follow? The Katan is made Gavra insofar as Korban Pesach is concerned, but it means there's no Chiyuv. It is not a carbon chova insofar as the cotton is concerned. Selavay selavay love derisa means that the av has no chiyuv to be maman of the cotton. There's no chiyuv. It is not a carbon chova insofar as the cotton is concerned. Not a carbon chova insofar as the cotton. It's just a halacha that you can mean that the cotton is a barachi of being a monoid on the carbon pattern. Now in the selavay yes mikomachon teaches us that even though the cotton doesn't have das, you don't need a cotton das. Whose das do you utilize? The das of the av. Okay, that's what I'm trying to think of. But how is that going to answer this problem? Another question, how is it going to answer this problem? Because this problem was, now if that's the case, so why can't I still derive that what? Why can't I derive the halacha that a person can be a man is chaver? You see, this is what he's going to try to answer. Okay, so let's see. In terms of the logical structure of Chaim, what he's saying now is very simple. Namely, that the only time you have a problem with Das, the only time you need Das is a carbon of Chova. That's what the Gemara Dorm the Havmina was, that it's that by a cotton it's also a Chavasa, carbon of Chova. The Gemara says, no, so they said about the rice, which means that it's not a carbon of Chova. So therefore, you can't carbon of Chova, you get involved with the problem of Das. It's not a Kol Mechava, you don't get involved in the problem of God. Different level of Kiyum in the Gavra. A different level of Kiyum in the Gavra. Kiyum in the Gavra, and where it's Chova. Chova is a different level of Kiyum. Okay, I can't say anymore. In the Gavra, the Kiyum is Chova, different kind of a Kiyum, that Kiyum requires God. That kiyum requires das also. Such a kiyum cannot take place in a gavra without shalom midaika. Such a kiyum cannot take place in a gavra shalom midaika. Because it lacks in the gavra. Shalom midaika lacks in the gavra. And that's why it can't take place. That's it. Then you have a problem. Then you have the next problem. So why can't we be mamana guddle on somebody else's pesach? So now we have to show that they're divergent. They're divergent. Now if they're divergent, now you have a problem. How can you be Yotze Pesach with Pesach Lishon and be Ma'akev the Chalotzchi with Pesach Sheni? Okay, all right, so let's keep that in mind. But at any rate, where is he at now? At this point, he resolves the Sugyas of Nedarim Psachim, and he resolves the question of what? Since the cotton has a kiyum, in fact, it's a kiyum not of a chiyuva, not of a chova, but it's a kiyum nevertheless, and therefore it's patur from shame. And the Gemara, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, why can't you be maman? In other words, he's trying to show you how these two halachas work together. Okay, which two halachas? Halacha A is what? That a cotton that had a meaning for Pesach Rishon is cotton for Pesach Sheni. That's the halacha one. A. What's the halacha B is what? The halacha is that a gadol cannot be mamana another gadol from the fact that a cotton can. If a cotton is Rishus, a gadol is Chova, and therefore you need Das. And so far as Das is concerned, it's impossible to derive from cotton because cotton is only Rishus. But insofar as Kiyum is concerned, even though it's Rishus, it's a Kiyum Pesach, and therefore we make the Chalos of Pesach Shem. That's what he thinks so far. That's what we're learning until this point. Or is the halacha no? The halacha is that there's a different, that a carbon chova is a different kind of a problem. It's not the Kiyum chova that is the problem with God. It's the carbon chova. You can't have a carbon chova without Das. You understand? In other words, is the question is like this. Is the halacha that the reason why we need das is because without das we can't effectuate the kiyum chov on the gavra? Okay. Or is the halacha that the reason why you need das is because there's a difference between a korban, a chetzishel korban chova, a havah b'toras chova, and a havah b'toras reshus. And the hakrova b'toras chova is impossible without das. The korban chova, the chetzishel korban chova is impossible without das. You see? And now Reb Chaim is switching to that definition. What he's saying is, the reason why you need das is not because the kiyum and the gavra, but because actually it's halacha and korban chova per se. That korban chova, you cannot bring a korban chova, you can't effectuate a kiyum of korban chova unless you. Now, you know something is taken. The point that he's saying is he's switching now to the idea that the korban that it's not halacha and the. In the kiyum and the gavra part, but halacha in the korban itself, in the havah shel korban b'taras chova, that havah b'taras chova requires das. The das qualifies the nature of the havah. You understand? You'll be able to prove from that, from the fact that you don't need das to relate a person to korban chova, they should be able to admonish somebody else on the korban puzzle. Now I can't reconcile it to halacha again. He's trying to reconcile to halacha. Halacha A is that the korban, if the cut is keen of chesed rishon, is marked for all chesed shem. Halacha B, that you can't be in the mana somebody else. Those are two halachas they're trying to reconcile, right? Now the problem is like this. So it seems he has done to you, it seems you were successful up to this point. Why? Because he'll tell me that you're going to cut another keen. But the keen is keen of the shush, that's as long as there's no chovah to bring for the cut. Right? And that's why there's no problem with the, he has a kiyum, but that's why there's no problem with das. But now Reb Chaim is saying, why do you need das? Why would you say you need das by korban chova? If he's saying, because to effectuate a kiyum chova on the gavri you require das, then you'd be right. But he says, but it's more logical to say the reason why you need das is because a korban chova is not, the das qualifies the very hakrova. Chova b'taras chova requires das. Without das, there's no korban chova. If that's the case, you're going to have a problem over here. Why? Because here we're talking about korban pesach. And korban pesach is a korban chova. And you're being mitzvah for cutting, so you're giving the cutting the kiyum. So even though there's no kiyum in the gavra of the cutting of chova, but the gavra of the cutting has a kiyum of a korban chova, right? And you see, you can do it without das. So we'll go to the shul over there. Saying you got to say it's the same carbon pesach, the same carbon pesach, it's a carbon chova. Carbon chova should require das, because the Chaim doesn't want to say the way up till now he wanted to say that it was the das required to effectuate a kiyum on the gavra. That's the weak thing of Chaim. But he's not saying that now. I don't know if he meant it before he's switching or if he didn't mean it before either. I don't know. But he's definitely saying that. What he's saying is that if you say you need das, the reason why you need das is not to effectuate a kiyum chova on the gavra, but it's because of what? Because you can't bring a korban, you can't have a korban chova, which is a kiyum in the gavra, without a das. The korban chova is no good. That's what he's saying at this point. If that's the case, you're stuck, you can't reconcile to halacha. Because halacha, you want to reconcile halacha that he has a kiyum which is not a kiyum. And you want to say also that it can't be mamana, gadol can't mamana another gadol. Labashos, what? See, what he's saying is now, he's saying this, he says, no, you can't say this, you see. What's the problem? The problem is, the Torah could never have said that, because it wouldn't be logical. I'll tell you why. Because by an Isha, it's possible to have, even though there's no chiyuva, it's possible to have a kiyum of a korban chova in the gavra, because the gavra is a bar chiyuva. If the gavra is a bar chiyuva, it's possible. It makes sense that a kiyum of a korban chova can take place vis-a-vis this gavra. But a katan is not a gavra of a bar chiyuva. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense that a katan should ever be able to have a kiyum of a korban chova. So korban chova and katan are tied to the sasri. You see? So therefore, it shouldn't even be possible to do such a thing. Right? Thus, it's simply illogical to say that a korban chova should be a kiyum and a katan who's mufka from the whole concept of chiyuvah. Well, now what he's showing you now is that chiyuva and chova do cross paths. And there's mufka from chiyuva, so it's a different type of akrava altogether. So that's why, since it's a different kind of akrava altogether, and that's why there's no problem of das. No problem of das. See? See, at this point you have one over there, because he's made it to camera shows. Okay? Carbon Chava can't be a sheave and a cut, and he's not a bar for you, right? Now the question is, how does it work in fact? We have two possibilities. One possibility is to say that the carbon pestle has nickel for a cut in a different manner. Nickel without a cut for sure. That's before. But now he says, El da figur name, even if you want to say what? Do b'chol carbon Chava, which means to say that the carbon is the same carbon. Which is Mustafa to say that. So still the question is the same problem, so how could it be Nikkur for the cotton? Right? I feel the name of the Ruba for a carbon for a shell that's not. The Ragnar says, because the cell is the laborious with this Shabbat shop, no atana, man, no son, shalomi, daiton. To tell you that even though it's a suggest possible by this carbon chova, that even though he's a cotton still, he could become part of the carbon cotton. It's a separate dress cover, whatever it is. The comical Micha Hodler of Fina Mizesh, you call Hodler Tetra, and Gamal Dolan from the Dagon. The question is, that's the case, why can't you derive the Gadol? You're going to tell me that it's the, what is it? The king. You want to say that it's a carbon chova, basically. And it's a Xeris of Tassu, that a cotton can have a king in the carbon chova. It's a Xeris of Tassu. Okay? You can say that. What? Well, yeah, one, that we know without a doubt. Okay, without a doubt. That's the one that's happening. I didn't even want to say that it's a that carbon pesach is a that even if you'd want to say that it's a carbon the xeris of pesach is that this carbon chova is good for it. That's it. Xeris of pesach against your kasha. But nevertheless, he says you still can't derive the double. Even if I, why? Because he says because the whole because every aspect of chova requires das. Okay. So therefore, he says the what's the xeris of pesach by carbon pesach? That the chefta shel chova doesn't require das, but the akrava shel chova, you have no xeris akasa for, because since the cotton is not a bar chiyuva, so his akrava is not a akrava shel chova. You see, so you only have a xeris akasa that what? You only have a xeris akasa that the chefta shel cotton, the chefta shel pesach is mufka from das. You see, even though it's a chova. But the Maisa HaKrava, the Taras Chova, you have no Xeris HaKrava for, because by a cotton you can't be a Maisa HaKrava, the Taras Chova. You understand what I mean? I'll tell you why. Because he says every aspect of Chova requires that. Now, all you've shown me by cotton is that the Cheft is more. There's a cost that the theft of shell carbon pasta doesn't require any. But the hot rubber by a cotton is not a cover for cova, right? But now you want to learn for a double, but by a double, I'll cover the cover for cova. So I'll cover shell cover the double, you don't need that. You haven't shown me that. All you've demonstrated to me, in other words, by a cotton, what you're trying to show you is, by a cotton, either you're going to have to take a totally different carbon pasta. In which case, obviously, you can't learn out the cover for double. Or else, either you're going to tell me it's the same carbon pasta. But definitely that Krova can't be done before a Krova, for cotton. And now you want to learn for Gadol, and the Gadol's Krova is before a Krova. So you have no Xeris HaKasher on that. All you have a Xeris HaKasher is on the Chefta Shel Krova, but not on that Krova. You see? That's what he's saying. Take a look. Cotton, you can't say we're bringing this as a Krova. Even though the object of the Chefta Shel Krova itself could be defined as a carbon chova, because that's the question he has. Whether you want to say carbon pesach for a cotton is a totally different carbon, or no, it's the same carbon pesach, but the havah is a different havah.
can't be outlawed by Torah Shlomo because the gavra is not a bar chiyuv. So he says, so even if you want to say, and that's what he seems to want to say, that the carbon festival is the same carbon festival, same carbon festival, and the Jerusha Kosher, this carbon festival works for carbon. So you're telling me if you have a Jerusha Kosher that you don't need das? No, you don't have a Jerusha Kosher, you don't need das. So if you have a Jerusha Kosher, you don't need das for carbon festival, but not for havoah shokhova, and by a godel you're going to need havoah shokhova. So therefore you have no Jerusha Kosher, you have no proof that a godel can do it for a godel, because by a godel you're talking about a process of havoah. There's a process and there's a chas. There's a process of avo and there's a chet to show God. Okay? Yes, and that? Well, the Raisa means a lot that it's not korev b'toras chovah. It's not korev b'toras chovah. Okay? Not bring for the time. You see? So in other words, what he's saying is like this, that it's possible for cotton to have a kiyam chovah if in fact there is a chiyuv on somebody else, that the object of the cotton as an object should be included. You see, but as a subject, it's impossible. That's what that answers the question I had before. The question I had before was, what's the hava mean in the Gemara over there? Hava mean in the Gemara is like this. In other words, like this. The hava mean in the Gemara was that I am chayav to bring the cotton to my cotton. Then there's no problem of having bringing the cotton chova for a cotton, even though cotton is not a bar for yuva, because it's a chova, because the cotton is chayiv, it's a chova, because the chayiv is a cotton that the cotton should be brought for the cotton. It's the cotton, you understand what I mean? So it's the cotton as an object, you see? But cotton as a subject is impossible. Once there's no chayiv for me to bring it for him, now he's just a subject. As a subject, since he's not a bar for yuva, you can't say the cotton was brought for Torah chova. It doesn't make any sense. But however, if I was chayef to bring for him, then you could say that it's a kiyum of chova in the cotton. Why? Because even though the cotton is not chayef himself, but there is a chiyum that there should be a kiyum done for him. You see? Oh, so then I'd show you that it's a regular carbon chova, carbon pasta, right? And it's brought the Torah chova, right? And nevertheless, you don't need the das. But the important thing is that in carbon, the important thing is that the kiyum should be for the bala carbon, and it's a kiyum for the cotton. And it's a kiyum for the cotton, even without his das. So in every carbon, all I have to do is create a kiyum for the gavra. So therefore, I should be able to do it, without das. Okay, so he says, but by carbon pasach, the Gemara says, what's Gemara's answer by carbon pasach? No, carbon pasach, there is no chova involved in carbon pasach, there's no chiyuv for me to bring the carbon for my cotton. So now it can't be brought to Taraskova. Now, all I'm saying is that a cotton himself as a subject can have a kiyum. But once I go to a cotton as a subject, now you can't say anymore that he has a kiyum of chova, insofar as the cotton himself as a subject is concerned. Because he has no chiyuv, it's impossible. You see? You understand what I mean? He could have a kiyum chova as an object, but not as a subject. Now, once he becomes a subject, so now you can't speak in terms of chova for the cotton. But now a client is left with a problem, but the carbon pesach is a carbon chova. So how does it work? Right? So one answer is that it's a totally different concept of carbon pesach for cotton. That's the Jewish custom, different carbon pesach for cotton. Okay? But even if you don't want to say that, because it's difficult to say such a thing, so he says, so you want to say that what? That it's the same carbon pesach. He says, okay, I can understand the Jewish custom, that a cotton could be involved in the carbon pesach, which is a carbon chova. Fine. Then you'll tell me if that's the case, and then we have the same problem again, because since it's involved in the carbon pasch, which is a carbon chova, and you only use das, so you see, you have a fellow goddess, you also will do it. No, because by a cotton, it's true, the chef to show carbon is a carbon pasch. And it's a carbon chova, but the havoah can't be a carbon chova, the havoah is all the short, because it's only a cotton. Mashiach came by Nisha, for instance, who is not higher to bring a carbon, but nevertheless, the havoah could be a havoah show chova. Because the gavra is a bar chiyuva, but the cotton is not a gavra, it's a bar chiyuva, whereas a subject to itself is to be a havoah shel chova, right? So therefore you must say that it's havoah shel reshus. Now you want to derive from here that a gavra can be not another gavra? No, because the other gavra requires what? Requires havoah shel chova. And you only derive from cotton that the chesh shel chova doesn't require das in this case, like obviously. You hold dominant action in the reaction. But you can't derive from here that what? That's the all shall hold that it require God. So therefore, you can't know anything after the Son Christ. But the case in the Court is a far different, because it is a call going to the garden to bring to the garden. It's actually a call called the Torah Chorba. But there, of course, a Chorba that's called is fine if the cut and shoot is an object, not of a subject. So over there it's good, because over there, Tavar Shechorba is only Das, so Mechusha Kapar you can derive from cotton to gobble. But by Pesach, you can't derive from cotton to gobble. Okay? That's what it is. That's it. Cotton if you're treating the cotton as an object, but not how for cotton you're treating as a subject. He's right about that. Think about it. Think about it. Make perfect sense. So, Masla, Kovo, Kishin, and Gavra. You see, if the Gavra is treated as an object, but not if you treat the Gavra as a subject, then it's impossible. But then it has to be Bachiyuva. Makes a lot of sense. Okay? But,
in other words,
if you tell me that I must be according to that cotton, even though the cotton is not a Bachiyuva, but it makes perfect sense to say that if a kiln in the Gavra, a kiln called in the Gavra, because the Gavra has a kiln called because the Gavra treated it as a chesed. See? But the Gavra treated it as a chesed. So far, he's treating it as a chesed, they could have a kiln called it. It's only been this one. But if you're not treating it as a chesed, a sharp point. If you're not treating it as a chesed, but you're treating it as a Gavra, then it's impossible to say. Son, there's a cotton, you see. So I'm saying, what I'm saying is that that as an object is a chesed. I'm not treating him as a chesed. You're not giving him a kiln in the gavra as a chesed. You didn't want to give him a kiln in the gavra because gavra. But if it's gavra, you can't do it. But it's not about him, it doesn't make any sense to give him a kiln in chorba. See? Okay? That's the sharpest, the pronunciation. But that's not the main point, that's the right point. But it's not the main point of our time. But he just comes up when he's saying it. It's clear that he's saying that. But the point, the last question I want to take up is with regard to a cotton. In other words, with regard to a cotton, actually, why is a cotton just cotton of carbon halva? Here a cotton is it's not a new halacha. It's not a new halacha. It's a new trap. It's a halacha that what the Torah is saying is that carbon pesach can have a kiyum on different levels. There's a kiyum of pesach b'shanuso, b'chol vaso, b'chol taraso, or b'chol avaso. And then the kiyum of carbon pesach, where it's not b'shanuso, where you're lacking in the havash or kova, but still there's a kiyum of pesach. What it means is that the Torah took the carbon pesach and it lent it to the variations of degree. The quantitative phenomena. And that's why once we have Pesach Rishon ready, there's no more holidays.